Glory to God forever. Welcome to Wonder in Reality. Previous messages, about three messages, dealt with heaven and with hell. Heaven is the most wonderful topic. It's filled with the presence of God, the presence of Jesus, the glory of the Lord. And His glory and presence is over all the earth, available to every person. Hell is a topic we do not want to talk about, discuss, or even think about. But remember, Jesus spoke more about hell than He did about heaven. It's a serious topic. I have one main point that I want to make in this short message. This series is continuing. It's called The Glory of the Lord. We could give a trillion messages about this topic and just be beginning and touching the surface. That's how profound and glorious and awesome our great God is. But within the glory of the Lord is, you know, as I said, that His glory is over all the earth and it fills heaven. But this earth, hell is in the middle of the earth, and hell, believe it or not, is part of if we're discussing the Lord God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we have to include hell. And here's the point I want to make. God does not want anyone to go to hell. It was created for the enemy and his angels, not for man. The enemy deceives men into going there. But here's the main point. A great man of God said and wrote, God came to earth as a man and justified himself to the world. He did more than just come as a man. He died for the world. He sent his only son to die for the whole world. A cruel death where he shed his blood seven times and he died for the world and has justified himself to the whole world, so that in that last day when we all face God, I say this with great reverence and fear, but when we face Him, the unsaved will face the Father God Almighty. The church, we will be judged. We belong to Jesus Christ. Amen. And He will judge the church for our works, not for our sins, because Jesus has gloriously saved us and brought us into the kingdom of God and made us His church, His body, His children, His glory to God. But the unsaved, they will be judged, and that because they did not receive Jesus Christ. And here's the thing. God has justified Himself in the way that I just described, but also in probably so many other ways we cannot even number them. Like, an infinite number of ways. I mean, He is, you know, and I say this is a deep, deep truth, but with God, all truth is parallel. So if He's justified Himself by coming to the earth as a man and dying, well, He's justified Himself in many, many other ways as well. For example, He's always available to every person. He everywhere they go, He's available. He's the most awesome, glorious being in the universe. Just 1 second with Him would be the greatest thing a human being could ever do. Just 1 second. Even just knowing about Him. But He's offered Himself to live with someone. More than just live with them, He's offered Himself to every person forever. They can be with Him and in Him forever. starting on the earth, no matter what age they are, whether they're 10 years old or 90 years old, they can receive Him and be with Him forever in Him. You understand, I'm trying to just list some of the ways in which He has justified Himself to the world. I mean, it's beyond comprehension that He's offered Himself to every person like that, and they can come to Him and He's, okay, here's another way that He's justified Himself. He's merciful. The Lord God, merciful. And then it goes on, gracious, patient, long-suffering, slow to anger, abounding in goodness and truth. He is just the first one, merciful. If someone just comes to Him in humility, He'll receive them. Here's another way. He's made it simple. He's made salvation and everything that we receive from Him, He's made it simple. It's not hard. It's not difficult. It's not, you know, let's slave and fast and seek Him for 30 years. No. Instantly, someone, if they come to Him with a broken and contrite spirit, humble themselves before Him and ask Jesus to be their Lord and Savior, instantly they're saved. Amen. These are all ways that He's justified Himself to the whole world and to us, the body of Christ. These same things apply to us. You know, and I'm saying this in great reverence again, in great, we all miss it. But let's just take Jesus at His word. You know, He's made it simple. We all need things, right? We need that miracle. We need His presence. We need Him. He's all around us. He's everywhere we go. He's right there. He's made it simple. He's made it easy. He's made it. He's offered us to every person to go from higher and higher and higher every day, from life to life to life, from glory to glory. That means one glorious revelation to another. From faith to faith, from hope to hope, from love to love, from freedom to freedom to more freedom to being set free. Jesus says, if you abide in Me, what's the famous scripture? If you abide in My word, you are My disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And then He says, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. I was just reading in John, I believe it's chapter 6. Jesus says, no one can pluck them from My hand. Okay, this is the bread of life passage. I'm the bread of life. He said, I'm the bread of life. He said, no one can pluck them from My hand. And then He said, just a little bit later, He said, and the Father who's greater than all is greater than all, and no one can pluck them from My Father's hand. So it's like double security. If we just had Jesus Christ protecting us, that would be more than enough. That would be incredible. It is incredible. Okay? And then He says, the Father is protecting, and no one can pluck them from My Father's hand. Like, this is incredible. Incredible. And so, I say this in reverence, but with every person on the earth, God has justified Himself in probably it's an infinite number of ways. Infinite. Thousands of ways. I mean, just, oh, glory to God. Come to Jesus Christ. If you, no matter where you are in your walk with God, or if you've never even come to Him, just come to Jesus. It's the greatest thing. He's the greatest one. He is God Almighty, and He's the Son of God. Amen. Amen.